The number of Ebola cases reaches its peak in Liberia in September with 300 new cases a week. By December, they were down to 30 a week. Mia Beers is a leader of the U.S. Ebola Disaster Assistance Response Team and director of the Humanitarian Policy and Global Engagement Division at USAID. She led 40 people from the agency and coordinated the work of four other federal agencies to train healthcare workers, set up laboratories, and do contact tracing to find people who came into contact with the disease. She's a finalist for a Service to America Medal in the National Security and International Affairs category. Mia, I congratulate you on the wonderful work that you did and on your selection as a finalist for a Service to America Medal. Thank you for joining me today. How did you wind up being the person chosen to lead this, and what background did you bring to bear on your response to this? Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Francis. It's an honor to be nominated and to be representing the team that deployed to the field. So I led the U.S. government disaster assistance response team that deployed to West Africa. I was one of several different team leaders. And because the Ebola response was so unprecedented for the international community, we really pulled upon a number of staff that had pretty significant experience leading disaster teams. So that's how my background and my deployment and being in the field for 14 years led me to be one of the team leaders that was deployed.
So you arrived in Monrovia in Liberia in the beginning of November last year, and you, of course, and your team were not the only people there. Five federal agencies working in four countries. You had response teams there from all over the place. Was the first challenge that you dealt with trying to coordinate to make sure there wasn't a duplication of efforts, or was there some other effort that you worked at first when you landed?
So thank you for the question. The U.S. government disaster assistance response team was responsible for coordinating the overall efforts of the U.S. government. And so that what that really meant is we had a number of different agencies as part of the response, because of really the unprecedented nature of the crisis and the magnitude of the crisis. So together with CDC, with the Department of Defense, with the U.S. Public Health Service and others, the U.S. response really focused on building Ebola treatment units, providing medical supplies, and launching an aggressive Ebola education campaign, focusing on safe burials, kind of a range of different efforts. And as you mentioned, I mean, thanks to these efforts and together with our international partners and the national governments, we really helped bend the epidemiological curve in Liberia and other countries and help to avert a more horrific worst-case scenario. And you know what? On May 9th, the UN World Health Organization declared Liberia Ebola-free because it has gone 42 days without a new case. I would just stress that our work is far from over, and the work really continues strongly, and we have our teams in the field, and they're working hard to respond in the region until we get to zero.
That announcement is wonderful, and I congratulate you and your team for what you did to contribute to that. Mia, just on a personal level, this horrible thing is going on there, as I mentioned, at its peak in September, October. You find out you're the one that has been selected to go there and lead this team. What goes through your mind when that all happens?
Well, like many of my colleagues, I volunteered, and it was important. We wanted to be part of the response. We wanted to help West Africa. And I think the things that go through our mind is we're ready to take the challenge. We're ready to lead the team and be part of a team, be part of a bigger cause. And we prepare for this. We prepare for the unknown. And so, yes, it was a completely unprecedented worst-case disaster in terms of international public health. But this is what our office and this is what our teams do.
Carol Chan of USAID says, Mia understands humanitarian policy and the concept of do no harm. What's that concept and how did it apply to the work that you did?
Absolutely. So do no harm really refers to a concept of working closely with communities and with governments in the field and in affected countries to be working in partnership and not just swooping in and working independently. It's about coordination. It's about supporting the communities. And if I can just take a moment, and while the DART accomplished a lot and the U.S. government response was tremendous in West Africa, it was really the people of the affected countries. It's their drive and their willingness and their what was happening in the field. And we were just a critical tool and a resource, but it's really the unsung heroes are the community responders.
And I imagine there are cultural issues that you run into there, and the ability to change a cultural expectation or a cultural procedure quickly was instrumental here. I read that one of the things that was very common when you arrived was the washing of the bodies when someone passed away, but it turns out that that's one of the biggest things that spread the disease more quickly.
Well, certainly, and as part of working in disaster-prone areas is how do you do education campaigns, working with the community. We had a lot of our NGO partners that were actively working in the communities to do safe hygiene, safe burials to help prevent the spread of disease. So that's all part of the comprehensive efforts that were done in each of the countries.
You've been cited for the interagency cooperation here, and you mentioned earlier in our conversation, CDC was involved, DOD, U.S. Public Health Service, State Department, all of them listed as included here. How did you manage the interagency coordination and, again, make sure there wasn't a duplication of effort or a duplication of resources pointed at one particular element of this?
Well, because of the unprecedented nature of this type of crisis, we very much felt, and there was a call for a whole of government approach. And really what that meant is how do you take and utilize the specialized experience and the skills that each of these federal agencies brought to bear. And so our job was to help coordinate, help ensure that we were synced up in our response. But, you know, each of the agencies played a unique and critical role and contributed greatly. And that's why this honor is really about the U.S. government response.
How do you build a strategy, though, in a situation like that to make sure that everybody is able and ready to perform whatever element of the strategy is theirs to perform?
Common vision, clear communication, and constant meetings. Meetings, meetings, meetings.
Mia Beers of USAID is a finalist for a Service to America medal for the work that she and her team did on the Ebola disaster response in Africa last year. How do you take lessons that you learned here and apply them to some kind of a response like this that could be completely different next time and might not even be a disease? It might be some other kind of critical event for which a rapid response is necessary, but it's not necessarily some type of a healthcare issue.
Well, one of the processes we use within our office and organization is about learning actively from the responses that we've done. No matter how well the response went, there's always room to learn and to grow and to have an honest conversation about what we do better next time. So there's a number of after-action reviews that have taken place. And we just met actually 10 days ago with the interagency to talk about, you know, we did a great response here, but what could we do as we better prepare next time? It's really about preparedness. It's about building relationships even before disaster strikes, and then about learning together.
Were there any themes that came out of that after action review?
Sure. I think one of them is really about the relationships. How do we think about beyond the health and disease, but really how do we prepare for some of the global disasters that are happening? The disasters we're seeing around the world are really becoming more complex in nature and hitting multiple countries. And so it's not just about the health crises, but really how do we better prepare around the world? And that's why we're working close partnership with our traditional partners that actually implement on the ground, and that's the NGOs and the UN agencies.
Well, Mia, I congratulate you on this. And one of the wonderful things that I get to do every year is talk to you and your peers who are finalists for these awards, because the things that you do are simply amazing. And so I congratulate you and your team, and I'm grateful for your time to learn about what you've done. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Francis. It's an honor.